Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message which I've entitled, Build Ye the House of the Lord. We've been looking at the book of Haggai and the admonition that the prophet was speaking in the name of the Lord to the people of Israel is what I earnestly and firmly believe God is speaking to us today. And it's not an easy message to hear, and it's not an easy message to preach, because what the Lord was saying to ancient Israel as they were back in Jerusalem, they weren't denying Him, they weren't refusing the Lord, they were God's people, but they just were preoccupied with their own lives, with their own affairs, which is certainly a mark of today's society. The society as a whole here in America is highly materialistic. It's all about self-gratification and self-satisfaction. And Jesus said, if we put our hands to the plow and look back, we're not fit for the kingdom, because the Lord is not only to be our Savior, but He is Lord. When He comes back, He's coming back as the victorious King of Kings and Lord of all lords. And that this is contrary to the issue or to the mentality and the spirit of the age. Recently I saw a Christian movie in a big theater, and they're allowing that at least here in Idaho at this point. And there were trailers of upcoming movies. And I can't describe the way it affected me. I mean, I'm aware of where the world is at, where it's been going. But what I saw in terms of these trailers is the exaltation of man, the whole superhero thing with powers physically and psychologically psychically that normal men do not possess. At one point they actually said we're gods, and it's like, good, it's so blatant. And beloved, if you're not aware that the enemy is using Hollywood to prepare for the arrival of the Antichrist, because basically the same lie that Satan gave to Adam and Eve, ye shall be as gods, knowing good from evil. He was right. They began to know good from evil, but were they as gods? No. And so, beloved, we have to walk in the fear of the Lord. I said yesterday, as I brought the broadcast to a close, I was going to say some scripture, and beloved, my opinion is of no consequence. What is of eternal importance is the words of Jesus. And regardless of how we might sometimes chafe under an admonition or rebuke, whether from the Word of God or from a godly person, someone who is in speaking the truth in love, it is that far better to be disconcerted at now rather than to be ashamed when we stand before the Lord Jesus. So, hear the words of Jesus, John 4:35. Think of this in relation to what the people of God were saying in Haggai's time. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, open your eyes spiritually, and look on the fields. I interjected those words, for they are white already unto harvest. In Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 62, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back, in other words, wanting the things of the world, the things of the flesh, carnal nature, is fit for the kingdom of God. And these are two very strong scriptures found in the book of Jeremiah, the 48th chapter, verse 10. This is the Revised Standard Version. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with slackness. Beloved, I'm just quoting scripture here, okay? NIV, a curse on him who is lax in doing the Lord's work. And isn't this just what happened? Again, now going back to the book of Haggai, let's read verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye've sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in bag with holes. In modern connotation, in other words, you have income coming in, but it's things occur that it's going out one way faster than it's coming in. And so all their labors, everything they were doing, didn't bring material prosperity or satisfaction. Haggai 1 and 6, that is the very illustration of a New Testament truth found in Matthew 6 and verse 19 and 33. Jesus is speaking, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our Heavenly Father knows the things that we need in order to be healthy, be satisfied in his goodness. So why should the people have delayed in rebuilding the temple? Why should they have become lukewarm? Why should people procrastinate in spiritual things today? Well, unfortunately, we may not want to look at it in its stark black and white truth, but the answer lies in the fact that men are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. I've said over the years, who's on the throne of your heart? Is it yourself or is it the Lord Jesus? What happens? Men prefer the material things of this life to the spiritual things of the life to come. That's why it says in the word, out of the issues, out of the heart are the issues of life. And so in order to get his people's attention, God had withheld the material and natural blessings because his temple, the concerns of his heart, was left in ruins. Their lukewarmness is a cause, listen to me, rather than a result of their spiritual condition. Think about that. It was their lukewarmness that was the cause rather than the result of their spiritual condition. So what we have to look at now, while this is the Lord's evaluation of where they're at, and human nature hasn't changed. All of us tend to be, you know, we have a little bit of opposition and we just kind of, you know, I mean, the great heroes of the Bible got discouraged. Look at Elijah. He went to a cave. He, you know, take my life, Lord. I'm no better than my fathers. We're talking the people of God who had been used mightily. My goodness. And God had to minister to him to help him finish his course, if you will, till the end. He had a job to do. He was supposed to anoint Elisha, who would carry on the prophetic ministry. So in spite of opposition, in spite of discouragement, what does the word say? There is a remedy. God's people had received a rebuke from the Lord, but as the Lord always does, he provides a remedy. Let's read verses 7 through 8. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. What's the remedy? Consider your ways. Why is it that you sow your fields, yet you reap a bad harvest? Why is it that you're eating and drinking, yet you're never satisfied? Why is it that your wages aren't sufficient for your needs? They're not meeting your needs. Why is it that you were looking and expecting and hoping for so much and you got so little? We, just as they, have a tendency to blame our problems on everything but ourselves. Have you found people like that? I've known some people like that. Well, you know, it's the weather. That's the problem. It was the seed. It wasn't really good seed. It was nature. When all the time God had withheld his favor, why? Because men only have time to meet their own needs and desires, and they've not considered what is important to the Lord. Again, we're talking not about the heathen. We're not talking about the unsaved. We're talking about God's people. Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. And so what do we see today, beloved? God's permitting international crises, weather conditions, a terrible here in this nation, wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, the moral collapse of society, because, you know, the will and desire to appropriate and appreciate spiritual values has been lost, even in a secular way. Don't we see this in our country today? And sadly, too often within the church. Some church people only go to church when it's convenient, or only when they're hurting. I know people like that. Do you? Anything will keep some dear souls away from the house of God. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too wet. Friends come over. Then, you know, you have to go and visit friends. Then you have to get up early in the morning. You need to spend some time with the family. You don't like who's preaching tonight. None of these things would hinder us from a social function. The doctor, going to the grocery store. Parents wonder why children are indifferent to the things of God. It's so easy to blame the age in which we live, when all the time it might be the example we are setting. Let's stop blaming society, the president, the leaders in Washington, our employers, our neighbors, that mean old wife and husband, your friends, other church people, and for once, look at ourselves. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Well, beloved, I'm preaching to myself as strongly as I'm preaching to you, and I am praying and I'm fasting for the church in this nation, because we have a responsibility, first of all, in our own nation, and then to pray for the nations of the world. Beloved, we're living in serious times, but just as in ancient Israel, God provides a remedy. Consider your ways. I love you. I do pray for you diligently and earnestly every day. I invite you to write. The announcer has our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.